Hello and welcome back to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. No, I'm just...
I mean, it's not that we haven't, like, seen each other or kept up with each other.
Yeah.
While not podcasting. It's not like that's what happens here.
No, we still talk on the regular.
Yeah.
We've just... Life's been busy and... We don't always feel the need. I'm sorry, our loyal listeners. I'm going to apologize. We don't always feel the need to just hop on and record for pretty much this entire year.
I don't have the microphones on me at all times. That's the main thing. Although I did, I had one idea.
Okay.
To sort of, I guess, add to our content, right? Although we would have to be choosy about the conversations that we have a little bit. But, you know, there's that iPhone, like, you can record your screen thing. And I thought, well, how about we do a record the screen thing while we're texting? And then we can, like, edit that together into a neat little video, like, of a silly conversation.
I did not know you could do that.
Oh, you didn't know?
Well, I mean, I still have a 6S Plus, so I don't think mine can do that.
Well, I have a 6S, and mine does that.
I
got to get that upgrade, bro.
I don't know how yours does it, then.
It's pretty neat.
I was not aware of this.
You can find some online tutorials. But in any case, the kids are all doing pretty well, I would say. But both of our, I don't want to say both of our kids, that just doesn't sound right. your kids and my child,
yes,
are doing
pretty the well. The children collectively.
Right. We've got Maddie and Emma about to start kindergarten, which should be fun.
That, honestly, I know we both just had pre-K graduation. Which, right. You know, my second time and my last.
my first time, and, you know, I didn't hate it as much as I thought I was going to, but guaranteed the whole time, you know, I'd be listening to little songs or whatever, and, you know, a little display up on the screen and whatnot. I'd be like, oh, that's cute. And then as soon as I think to myself, oh, that's cute, my brain immediately goes, wow, this is really dumb. It just bounced between, like, 50-50, my brain just bounced between those two things.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool for, like, the kids, and they have a great time with it, and, you know, it's fun. But, I mean, it's still like, okay, you're graduating, again, from something I just paid out of my ass for your entire right. life so far. But, yeah, I mean, it was cute, and, you know.
Yeah.
Maddie was excited to get her, this is one of the many Maddie-isms, to get her Puma. Her diploma.
Nice.
So, like, we get our book and our Puma and then go see our parents. I was like, what in the fuck are you talking about? My Puma. I was like, oh, your diploma. Yeah, my Puma.
No. Like, I mean, they get a book and then a new set of shoes. Yeah. That are really nice joggers, you know,
or a fully alive Puma
cub. Yeah.
Which then
so we now have you to have raise, to raise the yeah. both of them.
So I got to raise my kid and my pet Puma. The neighbors love it.
Oh god,
they're big fans of it. Yeah, we got.
You know what freaks me out is that it doesn't take a very big cat to kill a human being fairly easily. Like, as soon as the cat crosses that, like, that lightweight cougar level of, like, 50, 55 pounds, yeah, immediate death. It's just immediate death. There's no way you're fighting that thing off.
No, I mean, unless...
It's rough.
You know, unless you have a good cat with a gun, then...
I see what you did there. Did that feel good?
It actually felt really good.
Even if it didn't, I felt good for you because that was really good.
It was terrible, and that was a dad. It was like a political cat dad joke. And I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, you've got like a triple layer there, and it's really good. That's a delicious cheeseburger.
I'm sure I offended somebody with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Which, speaking of things that are offensive and dads, Trump was in the news for something that that pertains to us in particular today.
Yeah, more news like literally 15 minutes ago or whenever it came out that he canceled the White House invitation on the Eagles. And
that was yesterday. Yeah.
And then today he came out with more bullshit.
Yeah, every time he tweets, it's bullshit. So, yeah, there's some more Twitter stuff on that. If you don't know, if you've never watched the NFL or anything like that, every year the Super Bowl champion, part of their whole championship tour, I guess.
I don't even think it's a tour. They just get invited there.
No, it's not really a tour, but it's like... Like, you get your parade. Like, there's a standard set of things. You get your parade, you get your ring, and, you get the Lombardi trophy in the front office, right? And you go see the president. And you give the president a jersey that's got the number of whichever number president they are, in this case 45, and their name on the back of it. That sort of deal. So... If you've never watched the NFL, that's the situation usually. But this year, it's a very, very small group of the players that actually wanted to go. The Orange Baby decided that he wasn't happy with this. And so he canceled it. And I think it was, I can't remember who it was. Some comedian on Twitter. It might have been Kumail. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his last name. He posted about that in such a way where it was one of those like teenage girl things of, well, if Becky's not wearing purple to the prom, then I'm just not going. That sort of deal. And it's pretty accurate.
It's just like what happened. Was it last year when the Warriors won the NBA championship and he uninvited them? Because Steph Curry and Steve Kerr were like, nah, dude, how can you uninvite us when we already said we don't want to go? So,
that is some fifth grade bullshit.
It's all bullshit. And I mean, you know what? I'm sick of all of his crap. And you know what? I'm sure that we have listeners who voted for him, who may support him. You know what? That's your prerogative. Honestly,
And I understand to a certain extent. You know, even though we disagree, I understand. But I'll tell you the main reason that I bring this up is, as much as I don't like talking about our current president, and as much as he pisses me off, I do. I don't know. Call me ridiculous, but I do see a bit of a silver lining in this, in that it is a very public thing and it is a very well documented thing. And this to me is a great opportunity of a documented shitty thing that we can use to teach our kids how not to be shitty. Like, just don't be this person. You see what this person did here? Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not, I can try and give life advice, right? We can try as parents to just talk about things, but a lot of times it doesn't sink in, especially with like teenagers, because you don't have, you're talking about a past experience. You can't show them something tangible, but now we have something tangible. It's like, hey, look, this guy's a douche. Don't be that guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is good. And, you know,
so anyway,
I would apologize to if, we're offending our listeners who support him. Like, if I've offended you personally, I'm sorry. But at the same time, he is a jackass who is making this country worse every day. So, you know, that's if you want to argue that, you know, great. I'm not going to sit here and have an argument with you because your opinion's not going to change. And you know what? I don't have the time to put up with that kind of nonsense in my life. I have too much else going on. And I don't get into politics with people because it's going to lead to a fight. And I don't have the time or the energy to deal with your bullshit. You know what I mean?
Right. And the main thing about American politics, especially lately, and this is a good thing to talk about now, not only because of what's going on, but just because, hey, by the way, we don't really talk about politics in general.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, but American politics at this point, when, you know, even through a whole argument or even if it's just a completely civil conversation or whatever, when you get down to the absolute basics of why, who supports who and what, you know, whatever the party is called or whatever, it comes down to things that you personally believe in and things that you personally believe in on a level that will never change unless something drastic happens in your life to change it. So you can have as many conversations as you want, but you're not going to shake the foundations of the other person without, you know, something tangibly happening to them. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, but yeah, apologies if we offend anybody, but we don't talk about this very often. And the other thing is, speaking of Trump and the Eagles, First Amendment, bitch. You know,
dude, I don't.
That's the new tagline of the podcast.
I don't even. First Amendment. Dude, like, I don't even get into those. You know, I love the First Amendment arguments that people make because a lot of time when people use it, they don't understand what it is. So I could say whatever I want. It's like, well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that you can say whatever you want without any repercussions.
You can say what you want.
But at the same time, you can say what you want, and you're still an asshole. Like, that's...
Right, yeah.
Why did you call me that? First Amendment. Just go away. Like, I don't want to put up with your... And I don't know, maybe I'm just cranky today. I drained the battery in my car being a dumbass last night waiting for Sophia at ballet rehearsal like an idiot. I'm a little grumpy, and I'm a little hungry today.
Little grumpy pants. Yeah, so let's transition onto the next thing that I kind of wanted to touch on, which is we're both, for better or for worse, doing dietary stuff lately, some changes.
Which, I mean, I feel like we're always like, hey, guys, guess what diet we're doing? Hey, guys, guess what diet we're doing?
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, it's more like, hey, guys, guess what diet Nick is doing?
True, and you started this first.
and guess what snacks Ben is eating currently?
Burritos.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, I feel at a point in my life, and I'm sure you do too, especially as parents, and we want to be, you know, as healthy as possible for as long as possible so we can be here for our kids and for ourselves and sometimes for the wife. But but it's one of those things where we have started focusing a lot on our health and our fitness over the last 2 years. And you know, I happen to have an awesome resource into fitness and that sort of thing in my father-in-law, who is just an absolute madman when it comes to physics and fitness and diet and that sort of thing, because he's been doing it since he was a teenager, basically.
He is jacked, for the record.
He is jacked. Yeah. He's in his mid-50s. I think he's like 56. And he's jacked. I'm trying to come up with a rhyme of some sort. I wanted to say jacked like a heart attack, no, but that doesn't even make sense.
No.
that's the bad kind of jacked. To put it the best way that I possibly can is he's been basically an amateur bodybuilder since he was a teenager, and he's just stuck with it for his entire life. So he has an incredible amount of knowledge. And but the neat thing is he's always learning too. So the thing that we got hype on or hip to or whatever the kids say these days recently is intermittent fasting and working that in with what's called the ketogenic diet, which is a lot of proteins, super low carbs, drink lots of water, that sort of shit. And so we started trying that out. I lost a ton of weight just by changing my diet. I didn't even go to the gym. I lost a ton of weight. He lost an insane amount of weight. I'm pretty sure he's at like 175 right now. Just a ripped old man.
Yeah, it's craziness. I was like, how do I do that?
Right, yeah. So you were over the other day, and he came over because he's right across the street. And, he started talking about it a bit. And weren't you guys in the middle of doing what is the thing that you guys do?
I haven't done that 30. Since.
Yeah.
I did that in the fall. I did that like September and October. He was talking to me and your brother about it. And you had told me some things about it. I knew some other people were doing it. And I was like, huh? And it's like the more I thought about it and like seeing you like drop like 30 pounds in like 3 weeks, which was like, what?
Yeah, it was amazing.
I was like, great. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to do it. Like, I'm just going to, you can jump in. But I started doing research and reading and, just trying to find out more information so I could figure out how the hell to do it.
Yeah, because it's something that you have to be smart about, too, as far as timing everything, like your intake of different foods and how much to intake and when and all that jazz. But I don't know. For me, like as soon as I started paying attention to that stuff and as soon as I formulated what I needed to do on a daily basis, as soon as I had that in my head, it was pretty easy to follow through with. But, excuse me, side effect of the depression that I deal with is cravings. Really bad. Really bad cravings and that feeling of never being full. So it took a couple of days to get over that, of just really trying to focus on the new diet and that sort of thing and stick with it because I knew that after a couple of days of doing it, my body would start to get used to it. I wouldn't feel so many cravings. I wouldn't, feel as hungry, that sort of thing. And that's what ended up happening. But there, there have been a couple of times over the past couple of weeks where I would have a bad day or something would happen or something would rub me the wrong way. And all of a sudden I have a donut in my face. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go again, So it's been a little bit of a struggle, but we're both in the middle of it. I just I started fasting again yesterday, and I have a headache.
See, that's one thing I haven't I fully expected to get, like, the headache and, like, there's the keto flu where it's, like, as your body's working its way, and it's called ketosis or ketogenesis, whatever, you want to call it, as your body's working its way into that from working to burn off your, glucose as your energy source to burning off fat as, your body's energy source, you get that flu where you feel like shit. And I throughout this entire process, I've been doing this for 4 weeks.
Right.
And like, I haven't had that. Which, I mean, I've been waiting for it, waiting for it. And like, I've had like the last 2 weekends, I've had cheat weekends. What I've noticed, and you really need to plan, like if you're going to a friend's or, you know, you're going out or whatever, it's, you know, there's carbs everywhere. And like, if you go to a kid's birthday party, like we did, I think it was Mother's Day weekend. And we went to like a swim party at a Y for my friend's son. And the only food there, because you're at the Y, is pizza, soft pretzels, pretzel wrapped hot dogs, and like chips and sodas. And I'm like,
Carb City.
I got to the point where I'm starving. I'm unwrapping the pretzels off the hot dogs. And I'm like, oh, and then we go back to their house and it's like, there's no other food. And I'm like, all right, I have to eat something. I'm starving. So it's like, you need to know. And it's, I don't want to be the person who brings food, my own food, somewhere. Like if you're going to a party or, you know, somewhere, you're going out to dinner or you're going to a wedding and you're like, no, I have to. There's ways to make it work, but you need to plan ahead.
Yeah.
And I haven't planned ahead much of the last 2 weeks. It's only been the weekends.
Yeah.
So I think I've dropped like 10, 11, 12 pounds, something like that. Which I'm happy with. So I'm trying you know, I'm doing what you're doing, which we've talked about this, taking a long view, like a long-term view of it. Yeah, and not definitely. Like, we both got into the thing where it's like, we're like weekly. It's like, how much have I lost? Where am I at? Oh, like I ate a carb. Like I ate some bread. Like, oh, like what am I doing to myself?
Right.
And that, at least I feel like for both of us, it's kind of detrimental because we're beating ourselves up and kind of getting away from doing it and, you know, living life and enjoying things. Like, you know, there's days I'm miserable doing it, but I know that it's a sacrifice for a good reason, but I can't beat myself up because, you know, I wanted to eat a burger on a roll instead of without one for once. Learning not to beat myself up for doing something like that when I need to look at myself now and 6 months from now and see where I'm at.
Right. Yeah.
Which is the only healthy way I can look at it.
Yeah, so over the past week, we went on my family and I went on vacation. We went to Ocean City, Maryland, which was amazing. But that whole week, it was just a cheat week for, because Chris is doing it too. It was just a cheat week for both of us. And just to give you a glimpse, just a little glimpse for the listener, I ate 3.5 pounds of fudge. And that was just worked into all the others, like French fries and cheeseburgers and all that jazz that we were eating. So, yeah, no, it was a nasty week. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, I was trying to sort of figure out why I was having as much trouble with my cravings as I had been. And I think it's because I was doing cheat weekends as well. Because it's just, you know, the way my cravings work, it's like as soon as I slip one in there, then my brain is just on fire with oh my god, I need more of this, it was so delicious, why am I ruining my, you know, why am I making myself so depressed trying to have abs when I could just be happy with myself and eat all of these cakes, which is not really how it is, because if I eat all the cakes and try to be happy with myself, it's not going to work because of my depression. So, you know, no, I don't need to have abs, but I can't afford to spend the rest of my life depressed either. So basically I switched it around, you know, like you were talking about, you know, thinking short term, thinking long term, that sort of thing. Yeah, I'm trying to make it as long term as possible. So I had ordered a new bathing suit for the beach, and it was a size smaller than I thought it was going to be. We'll put it that way. And I was like, you know, I got them and they're comfortable. I don't look great in them, but you know, they're comfy. I like them. So it was one of those things where, you know, I threw it on the pile of stuff to pack, and I said to my wife, that's goal clothing. Your right goal, there. Yeah. That's my goal swimsuit. Right. So I packed it and I took it with, and I had her take a picture of me in it, which was very weird because I feel weird about getting pictures of me taken, especially without my clothes on. So I've decided that, and I'm not gonna post it on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. I'm not gonna be like, day one. No, none of that bullshit. It's so that a year from now, because we're probably gonna go back next year, I really want to, like, I can't just dedicate myself to this week by week. I have to, like, this has to be the way it is. Or else, basically. Or else I'm going to die miserable, essentially. So I'm like, all right, this needs to be my way of life, not just what I'm trying to do for the short term. So yeah, we took the picture, and I want to see what it's going to be like a year from now when I have been hopefully as dedicated as I will try to be.
Yeah, it's just,
you know, it's, yeah, big picture,
it's
stuff.
Easier for, at least for me, like, for the mindset and to not, you know, beat myself up, because, you know, I want to be happy with how I look and happy with how things fit on me. And so I'm just seeing where, you know, where things go. And like I said, I'm not going to get pissed off at myself. I'm just gonna, you know, and if I come home like last night after, you know, the car doesn't start and I'm grumpy and I'm like, you know what, I want to have a beer right now and eat a sandwich, I'm going to, and then I'm gonna get back after it and, you know, kind of get where I need to be. And what's funny is,
yeah,
I have had, since we started this, I've had way more energy. And the weird thing is, you're just like, oh, I get plenty of sleep. My energy, for some reason, like, peaks when I'm trying to go to bed. Like, I'm lying in bed and I'm just like, yee. I'm like, what the what the hell?
Yeah.
But I mean, I would always drink, yeah, like, at least two, three cups of coffee a day. I've been doing bulletproof coffee, which is my coffee with a tablespoon of, right, MCT oil and a tablespoon or two of butter. Like, I use grass-fed butter. You can also use ghee. I tried it with ghee. I thought it was, I couldn't. It's very creamy, and it gives you, you know, a lot of fat content, which you need, like good fats. And, like, I'll have that when I'm finished fasting. So, like, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, and I don't need coffee for the rest of the day, which is, you know, I don't crash like, you know, oh, the 2:30 feeling. I don't get that, which is really nice. So for anyone out there thinking about doing it, I recommend it. But, you know, I would never push anyone to try it.
Definitely do your research and definitely pay attention to, or at least before you start it, try to pay attention to how certain foods make you feel. Like, you know, if you want to eat one of your favorite foods or something like that, go for it. And then, like, 20 minutes to a half hour later, just check in with yourself. See how you feel, that sort of thing. And one of the things that I did that I sort of recommend is, you know, I figured out what foods I would be eating when I started this. And so before I started, I tried those foods out ahead of time to sort of make sure that it was going to work for me, like, you know, flavor wise. and that gave me time. Like, there were some things, like ghee, for example, gave it a shot, hated it. And so I was like, okay, so now let me research what alternatives there are that I might like instead of this, you know, or, okay, so maybe if I use something else, it gives me nutrients of a different level, but I can substitute in other places in other meals, that sort of thing. So if you plan it out a little bit ahead of time, then you really won't be taken by surprise or anything like that, and you'll be able to okay, this is what I'm doing. Helpful. This is when you're doing it, right?
Yeah, and you can't argue with that.
Yeah, being prepared is
one
awesome.
Other, not related to this. I mean, we're running kind of short on time here. If you guys will recall from around this time last year,
right,
the two of us made an appearance on what I like to call probably our best episode of all time. Of holy crap, almost 5 years of doing this.
It was pretty great.
Is nuts. We were at the Philadelphia Podcast Festival at the Tattooed Mom on South Street in Philly. Well, we have some news for you because you're all invited.
Hell yeah.
To join us live at the Tattooed Mom again on South Street on June 23rd. Correct me.
Yes, the 23rd at 3 p.m. The podcast Empire Strikes
pretty
Back.
Pretty excited. I'm going to be
You too. We're back again.
A family reunion that starts at noon up to Tattooed Mom, and the family reunion goes until like 7. So I got to bounce between those, which I didn't have the family reunion on my calendar. I had a bunch of texts with it. And we had to pay for it, and I completely forgot. And I was inviting my brother to come up. I was like, "Hey, do you have plans on the 23rd?" He's like, "Yeah." And so do you. So we had the family reunion. I was like, "Son of a bitch!" Because I was like, "All right, I'm going to book out this whole day." Because last year we had to run home shortly after because I had dinner plans.
Yeah.
So it was like I wanted to, you know, experience the other shows and just hang out and chill. And yet again, I can't. But you guys are all invited to come hang out, have a beer, talk parenting with us. You know, we'll probably going to talk about dad jokes because just, you know, we make them. And it's a good topic to talk to a live crowd about.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, and we'll do a little Q&A towards the end of the episode and that sort of thing because we love talking to you guys. And I mean, we had a small crowd last year, but it was still a shit ton of fun. So, small crowd, big crowd, whatever it is, please feel free to come out and hang out with us.
Jeez, 2 weeks.
And have a great time. Two weeks, yeah, awesome stuff. So yeah, I think that'll do it for this return episode.
Of the mic,
sorry. I guess we should call it. That didn't happen. But yeah, don't forget to hit us up on the tweets and the Instagrams at PBDadcast on both, and Facebook, facebook.com/PBDadcast. And have you tried the intermittent fasting and the ketogenic diet, or whatever you want to call it? Yeah, have you tried it? Do you want to try it? Do you have any questions? Do you have any tips? Hit us up. Chat with us about it. And of course, always open to chatting about the NFL because I just can't help myself. So we will see you guys on the interwebs. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.